This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Finstein called the media unelected aristocracy. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. That's exactly what they are. I did a radio show recently, and it was around this Steyer quote that he says, you know, Donald Trump isn't Hitler yet. And the only thing that stopped Trump from being Hitler is the fact that he hasn't killed millions and millions of people. And this is a Democrat out of California, a very wealthy man. I think he's a billionaire. His name is Steyer, Tom Steyer. And he makes this comment because a lady compared Trump to Hitler. And it's very simple. Steyer believes himself an intelligentsia. He's smarter than you are. After all, he has more money. And he studied this. You haven't. He has. And even though you elected Donald Trump, who has outperformed any president that Steyer has ever even dreamed of, he's still smarter. He supported Barack Obama fully. And you see the outcome of that, but he's still smarter. Now, he's comparing Donald Trump to Hitler, and in the breath that he's doing it, in the very same time, Donald Trump is working with Jerusalem, working with the Jews, saying to them, you are sovereign people under the protection of God and the American government, and we sanction what, by the way, three other presidents before me agreed to do, and we want you to move your embassy. We've done it. Now it's official. I don't think that's Hitler. I don't think Hitler would do that. So, again, you've proven him to be wrong. I'm talking about Steyer. But remember, he's smarter than you. Whenever you think of why the left hate you so much, it's because you're that person that every time they go, you know, yeah, so, you know, the planets align and, you know, you got Earth and then you have Jupiter and you go, no, you have Earth and then you have Mars. And they're like, you don't know everything. You just think you're smart and they hate you because you get it right. You just correct them. You go, no, that doesn't work that way. I was on Laura Ingraham the other night. And some knucklehead, he's the three-fifths compromise, you know, is a racist thing, and you know, it's written into the Constitution. And I said, the three-fifths compromise is in no way racist. It doesn't value blacks at three-fifths. It, you know, I couldn't go into detail, but I said, it's silly of you. I go, it's a stupid comment to make. Spike Lee corrected himself on it, and you are too stupid to realize that the three-fifths compromise was implemented to limit slavery.
I'm not stupid. How dare you call me stupid?
I haven't seen the clip, but my staff has it. And I'm going, I can call you stupid because you just said something stupid. I'm going to do a video on this so everybody's clear, but I want to say this right now. Here's what you're going to hear in the video. The three-fifths compromise was the slave states, the group of states who we have ultimately would fight against in the Civil War, said, we want to count our slaves as an entire person. And they were going to be apportioned Congress people based on that number. So just imagine if 30% of your population is made of slaves and you get to count them as a person. And so when they apportion congressional seats, you have 100 seats. Meanwhile, the North only has 50, or they only have 70 because they only have the, you know, regular folks. They treat everybody the same. So they only have 70. Okay? You're already ahead of the game. So slavery would have flourished. So what they did is they ended up making a compromise. This is one of the three areas where slavery, or blacks, if you will, are mentioned in the Constitution. This is called apportionment. So the Republicans argued, the anti-slavery folks said, look, we're not giving you full personage to somebody that you don't even consider a person. You don't consider them a person, so you're not going to get personage. We're only going to give you 60%. Now, that was considered a compromise, and we needed to do it because it kept the balance of power more equal in government, which it wouldn't have. Now, ignorant black people and ignorant leftists use this as this,
look at what these Republicans did. They only value black people at 60%.
You better be happy they did, you ignoramuses. Because if they hadn't, we may not have ever had to fight the Civil War, because the government would have said, well, hey, the South, they have more votes than you, so slavery could have theoretically expanded. Now try to explain that to one of these nincompoops. It's so, that's why I said I'm going to make a video of this so people understand it. And probably at my next event, I'm going to explain it just this way so we can get it on camera and have me explaining to Spike Lee and all the other race pimps and black, you know, centric races that are out there. This is what the deal is. So stop telling Republicans they did the wrong thing. They did the right thing. That three-fifths led to you being considered whole. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to tell you, folks, it isn't going to take much to change things. It really isn't. I mean, the buzz is all around this chick, Candace Owens. But you know what? She's a tipping point type person. That's it. We've hit another tipping point. Believe me, it's like an earthquake. The tension needs to build up some more. Because she's not going to do it. Kanye's not going to do it. There have been people well before them, and there'll be people well after us, and we're going to all have to make sense. Because let me tell you something. This isn't a black or white issue. This is an American issue. Stop talking about the past unless you want to talk about it honestly. Because, see, if we were talking about the past honestly, the Democrats would never bring it up. They would never bring up slavery. They would never bring up the lack of civil rights. They would never bring up the schemes that they do, like Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood would not exist if we talked about it honestly. The destruction of black folks. The destruction of the black family. If we talked about progressivism honestly, there wouldn't be a person that would want to sign up for that. But talk about capitalism. Talk about the love of country, the love of family, the love of friends. And understanding that we are all human beings with our flaws, and whether you're gay, straight, as we say, 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy, you're an American, and we will do what we can for you, you know, within reason. You're going to have to help yourself, too, but we're going to help you. The craziness of the left, folks, has gone unchallenged for so long, they still have a muscle memory to think that people really still are into them. But it goes away. It atrophies just like any other muscle. And you're at the beginning stages of watching that atrophy occur. Good for you. You are part of it. They are no longer, they've never trained because they've never had to. You've trained. Your muscles are strong. You can see the sinews and the fiber because you are ready for battle. And that's why I love having you here on the Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jackson Radio Show.
Judges. Oh my God, I'm not talking about a book in the Bible. I'm talking about Donald Trump appointing judges. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Donald Trump is a judge appointing machine. And this with all the obstruction that he's getting. And I want you to think about something I'm about to say here. I'm going to give you some numbers. The Senate confirmed two more of President Trump's appeal court nominees, bringing his total to 21 circuit judges placed on the bench in his 16 months in office. Obama only had 9 approved by this point in his tenure. Now, I don't know why that is, because Barack Obama had control of the House and the Senate. At this same time, he was so busy, I guess, working on Obamacare, he forgot about these judges. Now, I want you to understand how important these judges are. We had a judge who just ruled against Manafort. I'm going to bet you money that was an Obama or some Clinton era appointed judge, a leftist, because Manafort didn't do anything wrong. We had a judge that stopped President Trump's travel order, the identical order that was issued to by Barack Obama. Then we had the DACA ruling, which we have yet another judge ruling erroneously against Donald Trump. And that one, look, these are all going to go by the wayside. But judges are important. So when you look at the legacy, if there's anything that Obama left that we can't readily undo, it has to do with the judges. But let me tell you, tick tock, you don't stop. The clock is ticking. The clock is ticking for a lot of reasons. Number one, another 6+ years to go, and we have Supreme Court justices that are pretty old. And I'm going to predict that Donald Trump will appoint 2 more of them before he's gone. I believe that, you guys have heard me say this, I believe that God watches over Trump, and he's saying, whatever we need to do to change the Supreme Court, these federal courts, these district courts, it's going to happen. Democrats have been exuberant about what's coming in 2018. We're going to undo taxes. We're going to bring back Obamacare. We're going to usher back in the Obama era. And apparently somebody forgot to tell them Black Panther got killed, baby. He got killed in that film. Well, in the Avengers. Sorry. Did I ruin it for you? Have you seen it? Yeah. So he gets killed. It's over. The era of Obama ended unceremoniously. People wanted to go away. Oh, hey, by the way, same thing happened to the Clinton era. Yeah, Hillary Clinton, she may go around speaking at colleges and universities and women's symposiums and continuing to lament the state of women in the world, particularly in America. But nobody cares. I would love for somebody to tell me how much money Hillary Clinton now gets to speak. Can anybody find that out? Contact us at kjradio.com or give me a call, 844-551-8255. I don't have time to research everything. Tell me what Hillary Clinton got the last time she spoke. I know one event they paid her $25,000. That's a lot of cheddar, but it ain't $250,000. There's a zero missing for you leftists, okay? Yeah, $25,000, $250,000, exponential times 10, not there. Hillary Clinton's value is 10 times less than what it was before. That translates to the Democrats. That translates, I'm talking about all of them. Chuck Schumer, Adam Schiff, Comey, Holder, Susan Rice, the whole litany, a bunch of whom will be going to prison within the next 18 months. Trust me on this. Carl, you still paying attention? They're going to prison. Joel Carson III, a part-time magistrate judge in New Mexico, was confirmed to the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals by a 77-21 vote. John Nalbandian, a Kentucky lawyer, was confirmed to the 6th Court of Appeals by a 53-45 vote. From what I'm hearing, we got a guy on the 9th Circuit not long ago. These are huge. These are the ones that are almost impossible to undo. I want you to think about Trump's legacy, folks. These are people that long after he's gone, probably young guys and young women, long after Trump is gone, that will live on. If Donald Trump changes the Supreme Court, we're 5-4, theoretically, right now. If he puts 2 more Supreme Court justices who are staunch conservatives, you then go to a 7-2 Supreme Court in favor of conservatism. Look at what's happening with these district courts. They said the Senate Judiciary Committee plans to consider another circuit court nominee and 5 district court nominees on Thursday. I'm just saying. And Chuck Schumer's mad. He says, Donald Trump is stacking the court with extremists. Yeah, he is. Extremists who love this country and who love the law and who will follow it. Dianne Feinstein tweeted this. I love this. Listen to this. Our courts serve all Americans, and federal judges should reflect our communities. President Trump's nominees have not reflected the communities they will serve, reversing the trend we saw under President Obama. Now, what she's saying is Donald Trump isn't following the trend of, oh, yeah, you know, let's get a bleeding heart black woman or a Guatemalan midget woman, you know, I don't know what, pan, half goat, half human, to be a judge because it's going to fit the demographic. You know what fits the demographic? People who can think clearly, who can think without any bias. They're not ethnocentric racist. They're not gender-centric misandrist or anything else. They can think and they say, you know what? I can look at this issue without any of my own personal bias and make a decision. How do you have an umpire in Little League? He's kin to somebody. You know, you start at the base level. Kids have to police themselves in school sometimes. You can't always vote for your favorite buddy. We learn how to deal with the potential for, what they call it, not collusion, but, you know, where you can be influenced. So why not pick the best people for the job? Remember the last judge that Donald Trump wanted to promote, and Chuck Schumer says, well, I can't vote for him because he's a white guy. He didn't say, I can't vote for him because his ideology stinks, I don't agree with it, he's a racist, nothing. I can't vote for him because he's yet another white guy. I don't care if the full judiciary is white. I don't. I believe in an America where the judges are now at a point where they go, look, I've made it in my career, I've got to do the right thing. You know who I'm more afraid of? I'm more afraid of a local sheriff. You know who I'm more afraid of than the local sheriff? I'm more afraid of the government that would dare take a Donald Trump and go after him with the full force of the federal government. Because you know what? At the level that I'm at, there's a sheriff that has that kind of power. You want to talk about criminal justice reform and the things that we need to be looking at as a group of conservatives? We need to be looking at abuse of power at all levels. Abuse of power by the mayor, abuse of power by these police chiefs and sheriffs and things like this. That's what we're exposing. And what these guys are telling you is they want to stack the deck. They want, you know, if you, like I said, if you're in a black area of town, I want a black judge because he'll understand black folks, right? I don't need a judge that's going to be fair and look at things and say, look, color's not going to influence this. And by the way, if you want a litmus test, go look at how justice is given out in these homogeneous towns that are full of blacks. The worst conditions in America exist there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You guys on Royal Wedding Watch? I saw there's like four different shows with different actors and actresses that are playing Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I couldn't care less about this wedding, particularly after learning that Meghan Markle is an anti-Trumper. She hates us. I used to watch the show Suits. I love that show. Not anymore. Haven't watched that show in, I don't know, at least two seasons. I'm way out of touch. And I like the guy that plays the lawyer who's kind of brash and, you know, and all that. He reminds me of a couple of friends of mine. And we were good buddies. Because you know what? He was ethical, but he got the job done. And he was take no sense kind of thing. I like this character. I like the idea that there was this savant who didn't go to Harvard, but knew everything to the degree of the students of a lawyer and finagled his way in. Because you know what? Who says a person needs a law degree to practice law? You don't, because you can represent yourself. Now, get it. You can't represent other people. But if I said, you know what, man, you did a good job representing yourself. Would you mind representing me? That should be my choice. The government tells us, no. You need an attorney. And that attorney must take the bar. And we must have all this system in place so we can manage these people if they don't do the right things. Really? We don't have those systems in place? If you find out, I mean, I could see him saying, look, there are rules that everybody needs to pass. So, Kevin, if you want to represent somebody, you have to prove competence. All right. What was that show? Catch Me If You Can. The kid, the Frank Abagnale, who played the you know, he kited checks. They said he passed the bar never having studied for it. I'll give you a true bar story. One of my friends helped his wife study for the bar. When he took her to take the test, he took it for shiggles. He had helped her study. They both came out attorneys. He never took a law class. But he studied with his wife for the bar and passed the test. Him and I. So, you know, government gets in the way. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about this royal wedding because I don't see anything royal about it. Meghan Markle's father says he's not attending. They've got apparently some beef. You know where I learned about the Meghan Markle and her daddy beef? Going through the supermarket line. Yeah, I was going through the line. It's like, Meghan Markle's father, the whole story. Why they haven't talked in years. And I was like, what? Meghan Markle and her daddy? She got daddy issues? Harry, come on, man. A royal cannot marry a chick with daddy issues. And people looking at me like I'm crazy. My producers are looking at me like I'm crazy. You don't want to marry no girl with daddy issues? I know I'm not talking. I'm not talking with good English, but I'm getting into vernacular here. Don't marry a woman that has father issues. Well, that hasn't resolved them. Okay? There's something to be said for family. And particularly, opposite sex parent bonding is a big deal. I would say to a girl, don't marry a dude who does not have a good bond with his mother. Come on, who's not going to go with me on this one? Huh? Hmm? Exactly. You're asking for trouble. If a dude doesn't respect his mother, he is not going to respect you. Ladies, come on. It's Kevin Jackson you're listening to here. Am I lying? I know there's a lot of ladies. You're right, Kevin. I'll get on the phone and call you and tell you that my sons dote on me. You're doggone right your sons dote on you. If they're worth their salt, they're going to dote on their mom. They love dad. They go through that phase where dad is the big deal because he's the one throwing the rock. You know, not slinging drugs, y'all. I'm talking about throwing the baseball and the football and soccer and all that. But moms are just, why do you think they call them soccer moms? They take these kids all over the place. Gymnastics, tennis, karate. Huh? So, you know, but at the end of the day, once daddy's kind of done and the son sows his oats and his things drop and he's talking like this, suddenly dad's not that big of a deal. It's his buddies. And then he starts doting on mom. Anyway, Meghan Markle's got daddy issues. Here's what they said. Markle, the father, suffered a heart attack less than a week ago, but checked himself out of the hospital so he could come to the ceremony at Windsor Castle. Now, after the paparazzi claims were made by the Mail on Sunday, he has reportedly decided not to go to the event so as not to embarrass the royal family and Meghan. Her daddy is not going to be... I want you to understand the world we live in. When the royals are letting their son marry... Okay, here it comes. Oh, hoochie. Oh, hoochie. I know. Kevin, Meghan Markle's no hoochie. She's a cute girl, blah, blah, blah. She is a leftist hoochie. Y'all are going, you better be able to back that up, black man, Kevin Jackson. You better back it up. I'll back it up. Don't threaten me. Don't threaten me on my own show. Boy, I'll come through. I'll be in your dreams tonight. Not in a good way. Yeah. Anyway, look, I'm telling you, the girl's a hoochie. Yeah, the Kanye West made a song about it called Gold Digger.
Friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over time. That digs on me.
She killed me. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke.
Meghan Markle. She got a pass. I mean, we all do, right? But I'm just saying. She's an American divorcee. Won't be the first time Meghan has said, I do. I know, everybody's like, I didn't know that. Yes, not the first time she said, I do. Tell him, Kanye. Four kids? No, she doesn't have four kids. Meghan Markle married to film producer Trevor Ingelson, most famous for the 9/11 romance movie Remember Me, starring Robert Pattinson. Yeah, you go digger, but she ain't messing with no broke up. Yep. Met the stunning actress back in 2004, and that's when they began dating. Trevor Ingelson. And after being together for 6 years, they got engaged in 2010. 18 years, huh? Got them kids? SC. Then they tied the knot on 10 September of 2011 when Meghan was 30 years old. And off to Jamaica they went, to Ocho Rios. The wedding, they say, was a 4-day affair. And the pictures have since shown drinking games on the beach in the run-up to the big day. So, she's a drinker. She's a drinker, Harry. Harry, be careful. She's a drinker. The ceremony, they say, took place in front of 102 guests. And she's a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke. Yeah, and you know what? There's more to Meghan. Because here's the thing. When did she decide she was going to leave Trevor Ingelson?
after their marriage on 10 September 2011 at the age of 30 years old. By the way, Megan looked a lot more homely then. I ain't gonna lie, she looked a lot more homely. But they separated 2 days later. I mean, 2 years later, 2 days later. 2 days later wouldn't have surprised me. So see, Trevor was an up-and-coming artist. They separated 2 years after they were together, divorced August of 2013, citing irreconcilable differences. Now, a source to Women's Day magazine said that Megan's role as Rachel Zane on the show Suits was to blame. They said Megan landed her role in Suits just a few months before they married. Uh-oh, she got a break. Was it because of Trevor? I don't know. We may never know. They said this, and despite being together for 6 years before getting hitched, things started to fall apart not long after the wedding. In a new book by biographer Andrew Morton, he suggested that Megan split with Trevor out of the blue. Really? Out of the blue? Trevor had no idea. I'm sure he didn't. See, he's one of these Hollywood eunuchs. She used him. 6 years. I don't know what Trevor did, but I'm going to bet you Trevor was picking up the check. Trevor was whining and dining. He was introducing her to his friends. And she's really cute. She ain't no cuter than the girls walking around Hollywood. Trust me. Trust the brother. She's not. But she lands his role. But Morton writes this. Whether she wanted to admit it to herself or not, Megan, who once said she couldn't imagine life without Trevor by her side, was now building a new world for herself. Hey, Trevor, very British sounding name. I believe Megan had already used you to understand the sort of the British side of things. And now here comes Prince Harry. I bet it wasn't by accident that Megan found herself talking to Prince Harry. We may never know the story, and I certainly don't know it, but I'll say this, I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Seattle has a death wish. That city is crazy. And you know what's so sad? It is an immigrant who has led Seattle off the cliff. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So Seattle was one of the first cities to make the mandatory $15 minimum wage a reality. And it is crushing the restaurant industry and a lot of other businesses as well. But you know what? They don't seem to care. A lot of other states, I remember when St. Louis said, we're going to do the same thing. And so they implemented and said, it'll kick in whatever year. And they did the study of it and said, are you kidding us? This will shut us down. They rescinded it. Democrats are looking for, it was like somebody threw hot water on them. They were quick to go, ooh, let's not go that route. So they backed off. Seattle, look, I'm not trying to tell leftists what to do. I'm just saying, how long do you play it out? Just play it out to its logical scenario. 31 grand a year for menial jobs. How many teenagers are going to be employed? Not very many. Do you think your crime rate might go up if you have a lot of teenagers who are not working during the summers? You think they're going to maybe be looking for a little bit more, you know, with that idle time, they're going to find more trouble than they are good things?
Oh, Kevin, there's plenty of volunteer stuff to do.
Yeah, teenagers rely on summer to make their money because some of them are going to pay for college. Some of them are going to work because they want to, you know, maybe they don't want to go to college. They want to go to trade school or they want to start a business of their own. Who knows? Maybe they just want to start a family. They're not going to have jobs. No training program. No, you know, apprenticeship to anything. But you know what? They're solving problems. Their parents are working, so everything's good. But look, if a mom or dad is not working and it's because it's $9 an hour, they're not going to work for 15. It isn't enough incentive. If you've got two kids and you think, well, that extra $6 an hour or whatever is going to do it, it isn't going to do it. You may try it, but you're going to find out real quick, by the time you put both those kids in child care, you have to not only just pay for them, but you still have maintenance of them after the fact. You know what I'm saying? And then there's the hassle factor. Dropping one off over here, the other one off over here. You know, being late for work. Who's going to deal with sickness? You know, dog job that travels, blah, blah, blah. And you're going, not enough. Will some people get work and go, man, I used to wait $10 an hour, now I make 15. Shoot, I'll do it. Yeah, sure. There's going to be some people that benefit, but in the long run, it isn't going to work. Play it out. Play out the scenario. Do a computer model. We do it for weather. Why doesn't somebody just play out leftism to the end and show people that your tax base leaves? You leave only the people who are either super rich and don't care or people who are on the public dole. Not much in between. You squeeze out the middle class. So they move to the suburbs or out of Seattle. Next thing you know, they're like Atlanta. We're going to annex all those people that moved out of the city. And those people are going, are you out of your mind? We will fight you tooth and nail. It's not going to happen. But we got this scenario happening in Seattle, Washington. And it's this Indian lady that's doing it. And now she wants a head tax. She's the one that fought to get this $15 an hour minimum wage. Now she wants a head tax, a company to pay $500 per employee every year on businesses making $20 million or more. So the incentive to go over $20 million isn't very good. If you have 500 employees, you're going to pay a $500 per employee tax. You want to do the math on it? 500 employees, $500 per head. Can you do 500 square? It's 250 grand. You got 1,000 employees? Huh? 500 grand. You got 5,000? Let me tell you, Amazon is proposing 7,000 new jobs. 7,000 new jobs. Not 700. 7,000 new jobs. And their fee, for them wanting to come into Seattle, is going to be $3.5 million per year for no reason. I don't have a dog in a fight with Bezos. I can't stand Jeff Bezos. But I think that Seattle charging people $500 just to be in Seattle is ridiculous. And here's what her rationale is what gets me. We have that clip ready?
Homeowner?
We sat down with Shama Sawant, a city council member who not only supports the employee head tax on big businesses like Amazon, but she's also behind a new amendment trying to ban those tax dollars from being used to clean up unauthorized encampments.
Year after year, the city of Seattle and the mayor's office have spent millions of dollars carrying out sweeps of homeless encampments. Has that reduced homelessness? No.
Sawant says she wants those dollars used in hygiene and other resources so campers can stay where they are. So a lot of the times these homeowners are saying we are compassionate towards homelessness, but we are not compassionate when it becomes lawlessness. What is your message to those homeowners who are being negatively impacted and not getting the help?
I think a lot of ordinary working people, those who own homes, those who are renting, are being impacted by increased incidences of house break-ins or car break-ins. My own car was broken into. But if you want a real solution to the problems you're worried about, then it's not going to be solved by blaming homeless people.
So far, we've spent hundreds of millions of dollars. There are people out there angry. Seattle residents are angry that they're not seeing improvement, and they directly blame city council members like yourself for mismanagement of funds.
I think the media is paying too much attention to a few very, very loud right-wing NIMBYists who are, showed up to the city hall city council meeting at Ballard.
Is it fair to call them right-wing NIMBYs? Many of those people voted for Mike O'Brien.
I think the people who went to Ballard and spewed out anti-homeless slurs, that is a right-wing position to have.
She's referring to this town hall last week. An intense meeting in Ballard. Angry residents who say campers are stealing from their homes and defecating on their property. But Sawant says it doesn't faze her, and the name-calling didn't end there.
As a city leader, is it responsible to call Jeff Bezos a bully in your tweet?
Jeff Bezos is a bully. I think we have broad agreement on that. You saw the tweet from Bernie Sanders. What's happening is that Amazon and Jeff Bezos are using their incomprehensibly untold amount of wealth to hold an entire city hostage, holding construction jobs hostage, and saying that they can't pay even a pocket change worth of taxes. That's the behavior of a bully.
If the head tax passes, it would affect 600 of the biggest businesses in Seattle, raising about $75 million a year. We asked Sawant and her staff how many affordable housing units the money would build. They didn't have an exact answer today, but Sawant did say this.
75% of the amount of money that will be raised by taxing big business, mind you, not your ordinary homeowner, will go towards building what I call social housing.
How dare you call me that? Welcome back.
Wow. So they've taxed the crap out of these people. The Seattle, I want you to understand this. This is leftism at its finest. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Leftism at its finest. They've taxed these people through the roof, and they've done nothing to solve the problem. In fact, it's exacerbating the problem. So she says, don't use tax money to do sweeps of these encampments. That's not what this tax money should be for. These are hazardous conditions, folks. Go to San Francisco, go to California and see. Go to Seattle, Washington and see. Go to these municipalities and see what we're talking about. You'd think it's a third world country. So the hazmat crews come in, sweep it. It's costing millions of dollars. Don't use it for that. They need to have hygiene. Give them hygiene. Make them smell better, and then people will not notice. Really, that's it? Hygiene. Homeowners are, and this is what they said in the report. Homeowners are compassionate about homelessness, but they're not compassionate about lawlessness. They're saying, we spent our tax monies. We did our part. Now these people are breaking into our cars, breaking into our homes, and you know what she says? Don't blame the homeless. Don't blame the criminals. It's not their fault. They're homeless. See, there's always an excuse for the left. Now, the homeowners are going, look, nothing's improving. What do they get called? Right-wing NIMBYs. I don't even know what a NIMBY is. Is that like a Hindu word or something? A right-wing NIMBY. The very people who are being impacted and who have paid the city... so that they could lessen the impact. They're saying, look, you've been paid off. We shouldn't have any problems. It's like having an attorney, and then every time you call him, he's like, well, what are your thoughts on the case? I don't pay you to ask me my thoughts. But then, you know, these right-wing NIMBYs, as she called them, are the ones that are the problem.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.